Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Colin Woodall with us as we talk about more help under the CFAP for cattle in just a moment.
Welcome back to Tick Talk, because ticks happen. Today's topic, clinical anaplasmosis carried by ticks. Carol in the Corral, you're on Tick Talk.
I'm just not myself. I'm weak, pale, losing weight.
Oh, we will get you help. Stay on the line. Next, we have Patty in the pen, who's feeling a bit anemic.
It's hard to breathe, and I'm constipated. Ew. And these guys never stop mooing.
And clearly a bit agitated. My dear callers, these are all signs of clinical anaplasmosis brought on by ticks, but it's not your fault.
Ticks happen.
But there is a new treatment for your tick-induced troubles. New Baytril 100 CA1 Enrofloxacin Injectable. Baytril 100 CA1 is conditionally approved for the treatment of clinical anaplasmosis associated with Anaplasma marginale for certain cattle.
Ask your cattle veterinarian for a product label to see if this product is for you. Veterinary prescription required. Extra label use is prohibited.
New Baytril 100 CA1.
Beef cattle producers were included in the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, the CFAP, earlier this year. However, there was a significant difference in cattle marketed before April 15th, the help that they received, versus cattle marketed after April 15th. And Colin Woodall, Chief Executive Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says his organization continuing to work with Congress to try to get some additional relief for cattle producers that sold their cattle after that April 15th date.
Congress is looking at their COVID stimulus 4 package. We don't have all the details yet, but we do know that agriculture is more than likely going to be a part of it. And one of our requests remains that we need to extend that April 15th date well into June in order to try to help cover as many losses as possible. So we are optimistic that we can get that done, and we also hope that there will be some more funding that's included for the CFAP program in order to help fund additional payments. And the feedback that we have received from both the House and the Senate has been positive in that regard. So again, as long as we can get Congress to actually move forward and get something done here, I do believe ag will be a part of it. But the bigger question is timing, because they don't have a whole lot of time left here in July that they're scheduled to be in session. And when they get back from their traditional August recess, they're not going to have a whole lot of time in September before they hit back on the campaign trails. An election year is definitely going to slow that process down.
Colin, I know the NCBA has been working with members of Congress on several pieces of legislation. Give us an update.
Of course, COVID definitely demonstrated that we need more shackle space, and everybody is agreeing with that. The question is, where are we going to get the investment to actually bring that space online, whether it's an expansion of an existing plant, whether it's new plants, et cetera. And so that's why we have been working with several members of Congress, both on the House and Senate side, to get legislation set up that would provide more opportunities for smaller operations. The Direct Act, which has been introduced, would allow for electronic e-commerce for state-inspected plants across state lines, which would hopefully give some of those smaller plants more opportunities. And then also looking at the Ramp Up Act and what we can do to continue to find investment to try to help folks make the decision to either get into the packing business, to build a new plant, or expand what they have. So just, and we're looking at some other potential tax incentives as well that could help here. We need to do everything we can to try to incentivize investment in our packing structure as an industry here in the United States.
I know one piece of legislation that I don't think you really like very much is this Chuck Grassley measure. I think it's got a House bill companion now on the number of cattle that would be mandated to be actually priced in the open market. I think Mr. Grassley's version is like 50% of our fed cattle. That seems like kind of going the wrong direction compared to some of the ways we've been pricing cattle.
You know, Senator Grassley has been pushing a mandated cash trade level for many years now. It's now up to 50%. It's been lower before, so this is actually not a new thing for him. We can go back to the discussions surrounding what became the 2008 Farm Bill and look at his efforts here. So he's kind of had that long-standing push. One, we don't like mandates because our experience with mandates in marketing systems has not been positive, and if it doesn't work, then you have to spend years years trying to fix it. But we do agree with Senator Grassley that we need more cash trade. More cash trade is going to allow us to have more price discovery, and that's what we are working on at NCBA. We have our own cattle marketing working group that has been meeting since March. They're having weekly calls, working with the packers to find ways to reach those levels of having enough cash trade to have what we call robust price discovery, meaning that we truly can find the value of those animals. And those conversations are moving forward very well, and we're going to have our own policy discussion coming up at our summer business meeting later this month.
NCBA CEO Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's almost time for the 68th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show. OCA Convention has been long noted for a large trade show and a great lineup of educational speakers and workshops. The most important elements of this event are the policy-making opportunities during committee meetings and the OCA General Business Meeting. This year's event takes place on July 24th and 25th at the Marriott Hotel Southern Hills in Tulsa, Oklahoma. On-site registration is available at the event. Don't miss the 68th Annual OCA Convention and Trade Show, July 24th and 25th in Tulsa.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.